You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Well, there's Bill Jordan and George Kent, duo pianists, recording in 1940 for Decca. That's the newest you'll get on this show this week. Honeysuckle Rose. Very nice recording there, and I enjoy that. I enjoy hearing that. So, yeah, how can you go wrong? This is Radiola, as I have said before, and I will say again, just in case you've dozed off and need to hear it. And I'm Andy Sr., and we have many good shellac items here tonight. In fact, the entire show is off of the original source documents as such. Well, some aren't quite original, but they're mostly, one or two might be repressings, but they're all, you know, they're all 10 inches and round and heavy. So, we're going to continue with Eddie Morton. And this is an original source document from 1912 off Columbia A 1147. And this, as far as I know, is the earliest use of the word swing in a song title. Very interesting. Eddie Morton with The Trolley Car Swing.
And Dr. Wilson on the trolley line, passage room for about 29, would stop his car on every block, jam a two capacity just like livestock. When he would give the motor man his bell, he would turn around and loudly yell, there's plenty of room away down front. Then everybody would start to do an acrobatic stunt to the tune of the grinder wheels. All hands start doing funny reels here, there. Someone would swear. Conductor gets excited and rings up the right amount of fares. And now you glide on the trolley car. Now you slide. And when the car goes round the curve, you begin to swerve. Grab for a strap, fall in some fat woman's lap. I beg your pardon. that the trolley car swings. Conductor, please, sir, won't you stop this car? I really think that I have gone too far. A girlie's voice is heard real loud. Holding in her arms a dog, she sure looked proud. Conductor yells, madam, here's your street. But the girlie never left her seat. She cried, now don't get nervous, con. I want to show the dog the street his daddy lives upon. To the tune of the grinder wheels, all hands start doing funny reels here, there. Someone would swear. Conductor gets excited and rings up the right amount of fares. And now you glide on the trolley car. Now you slide. And when the car goes round the curve, you begin to swerve. Grab for a strap, fall on some fat woman's lap. Watch your step. That's the trolley car swing. To the tune of the grinder wheels. All hands start doing funny reels here, there. Someone would swear. Conductor gets excited and rings up the right amount of fares. And now you glide on the trolley car. Now you slide. And when the car goes round the curve, you begin to swerve. Grab for a strap, fall on some fat woman's lap. Watch your step. That's the trolley car swing.
Thank you.
Herb Wiedoft, the great Herb Wiedoft, Cinderella Roof Orchestra, recording on the West Coast, I guess, in those days, in 1924, for Brunswick, the Stack of Lee Blues, and that was such a good band. I always enjoy their stuff, and Herb, of course, was Rudy's brother. Herb died tragically in 1928, but made some wonderful recordings, and I have to celebrate him, certainly. The attention must be paid. Before that, Marion Harris with Two-Time Dan, 1923, also on Brunswick, beginning with a Columbia from 98 years ago, The Trolley Car Swing. Eddie Morton doing that one for you. And this is Radiola, and boy, am I glad to be able to do this. It's a, you know, it's very evocative stuff. It's a summer night, or a, you know, wherever you're listening to it. Or, you know, if you want to listen to it in the afternoon, there's no one stopping that either. But it does have a certain, I don't know, I'm trying to evoke a certain mood here, and hope I'm succeeding at it. And here is an obscure yet under. And I would say undeservedly obscure group, Hale Byers and his orchestra on a vocalion, and a very popular song, though, from 1926, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin Along. Thank you.
got into your shoes, you'll find them easy to lose, dancing the devil away. Just grin and don't let him in whenever he tries to get under your skin. Pick up your feet and begin dancing the devil away. That evil spirit is nothing but the voodoo. Just stamp your feet on the ground and shake your hoodoo. Now that you know how it's done, keep out of the shadows and stay in the sun. Come on and join in the fun, dancing the devil away.
Thank you.
And there's Gus Arnheim recording in 1929, no vocal, singing in the rain. So they weren't singing, were they? But I'm singing. It's raining today, and it feels so good. Normally, it wouldn't, especially on a Friday, but it's just it's such a relief, because it's been just beastly, and I think it's it's nice to have a little bit of that, even though the cats are swimming in the basement. But no, we've got rafts for them; they'll be fine. Singing in the Rain, and I'm not going to go dancing in the rain. That was from 29. Also from 1929, from the Weaver and Woolsey movie, The Cuckoos. Victor Arden and Phil Ohman in their orchestra, Frank Luther, singing Dancing the Devil Away. So he gets into your shoes. Well, I think last week I played Hallelujah, or was it the week before, where the devil, you know, Satan lies await and just creating skies of gray. So he's a meteorologist, but here he's a podiatrist. So if he's getting into your shoes, so and I think my podiatrist was pretty close to that. I cut my own toenails now. Yes, sirree. 1929, Dancing the Devil Away, beginning with Hale Byers and his orchestra, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along, in 1926. And I know my podiatrist would never listen to this show, so I can say that with confidence. In fact, he's the guy I said when I played old jazz on the radio, and he said, "What do you mean, Dizzy Gillespie?" So that's what we're talking about there. He is no interest, and so we can talk about him freely. And this is Radiola, a bastion of free speech, or something that sounds like a bastion. And I'm that person, Andy Sr., with your weekly supply of shellac. Here's a British pressing, a Brunswick, from recorded in 1932. Lovely, lovely song. Bing Crosby, Helen Crawford on the organ. And this was an odd recording, because Helen Crawford was down the street playing the organ, and Bing was in the studio, and they piped in the music. I don't know if they did it directly through the board or through a speaker, but Bing is singing and Helen is playing at the theater down the block. Can't we talk it over?
So in love the day love started, who would think that we would soon be parted?
I just can't believe
it's true. I make this appeal to you. Can't we talk it over?
Let's talk it over before you tell me you're through.
Can't we sit together
and figure whether this is the right thing to do?
I hate the thought of spending nights all alone, missing the thrill of nights that we've known. Can't we talk it over
before it's over, before you whisper goodbye forever? Let's talk it over, dear.
Thank you. hate the thought of spending nights all alone, missing the thrill of nights that we've known. Can we talk it over before it's over, before you whisper goodbye forever? Let's talk it over, dear.
Although it has tumbled,
I still am hers, body and soul. What lies before me? The future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic, and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about her. What earthly good am I without her? My castles have crumbled, but I am hers, body and soul.
There's Leo Reisman, Don Howard on the vocal, and you heard a little growl at the beginning of that, and that was Bubber Miley, and he got the growl, at least that. That was take 13. They had a lot of takes of that, and I think take 16 was also issued, which is why I've noted that here. But there were two takes of that issue, but that was 13. That was the first of two, recorded 1930. Before that, Bessie Smith. Money Blues, Joe Smith on cornet, Fletcher Henderson on piano. Nice crunchy artifact there. Love it. And beginning with Bing Crosby, Helen Crawford on the organ, down the block a bit at the Paramount Theater, I believe. Can We Talk It Over? 1932. This is Radiola, and I don't talk over records. I just play them. And I'm Andy Sr., and I just, I talk enough between records that I can keep my mouth shut during records. So, in a jazzy spirit, let us continue. Nice copy of this, and I really like it. And this has Teddy Bunn on the guitar. And, gotta say, really nice stuff here. Bob Howard and his orchestra. In 1938. I think it's one of his last sessions, too. Beale Street Mama.
Beale Street Mama, why don't you come back home? It isn't proper to leave your papa all alone. Sometimes I was cruel, that's true. But mama, your sweet papa never two time you. Boo hoo, I'm blue. So how come you do me like you do? I'm crying, Beale Street Mama. Don't mess around with me. There's fancy petting that I can get in Tennessee. For me, I still get my sweet cookies constantly, but not the kind you serve to me. So Beale Street Mama, come back home. Thank you. mama, don't mess around with me. It's fancy patent that I can get in Tennessee. I still get my sweet cookies constantly, but not the kind you serve to me. So Beale Street, mama, come back home, back home, back home to me.
Has got care. Old Joe's hitting the jug. He's not working today.
Play.
He's not working today.
Hey.
Though he has got time, he sings all the time. He's not working today.
Play.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Now old Joe.
Old Joe.
Yes, old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug. Are you listening? Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe.
Old Joe's hitting the jug.
Thank you.
And there's Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys, and Stuff is singing that for you. And that goes out, that's dedicated to my grandfather, Joe Price, who died probably before I was born. Nobody seems pretty very clear on that. Nobody wanted to remember him. And I don't want to remember them, so we're even here. Old Joe's Hitting the Jug from 1936, and this goes out to all the Prices I'm ignoring these days, and including Old Joe, who's really being ignored. And before that, we had Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, recorded in Paris in 1934. It's been reissued a few times. Can't miss it, though. Song of the Vipers. And they're not talking about reptiles here. They're talking about somebody who enjoys a certain, you know, herbal remedy. And before that, Bob Howard and his orchestra, Beale Street Mama, 1938. Oh yeah. And the other side's good too. I'll have to get that on the air as well. This is Radio, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm trying to contain my glee at nothing in particular. And playlists for this and every Radiola program are available on radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google. That works. And you'll find an array of links. Radiola 365 for Live 365 station. You'll find that, too. And here's... This record is 1925, and it has that weird little bit of feedback that a lot of those 1925 Victor Electrics have, and I've noticed that on this one, and also on Whitey Kaufman, Paddlin' Madeline Home, but there does seem to be a little bit of feedback here. So feedback fans, take note. This is your time to smile. Art Landry and his orchestra, Henry Burr on the vocal. Sleepy Time Gal.
Thank you.
Just a night for meditation. Neath a dreamy sky like this, no one here to share my kiss. Where can I find consolation? Angels weave a blanket out of moonbeams above, just to cover up a pair of lovers in love. I'm haunted by an evening breeze, all alone with memories. Just a night for meditation, just a night to dream of you.
And there's a record that I've heard once on a reissue, an ASV reissue. I found a copy of it. And it's very nice. Love it, actually. Although I've often had some fun with the title. But Nat Shilkret and his orchestra, and the Victor Orchestra, Frank Kremet on the vocal, Just a Night for Meditation from 1928. Although sometimes I've called it Just a Night for Medication, which for me is every night. And sometimes it's just self-medication, if you know what I mean. And, well, you probably do. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we began the set with Art Landry and his orchestra. Henry Burr on the vocal there, Sleepy Time Gal. I have to say that's a definitive recording from 1925, and the feedback was free, and your feedback is appreciated. So if you want to drop me a line and tell me to shut my mouth, I'll do so. Well, I won't do so. I'll do so before I do the show. Then when I start the show, of course, I've got to explain these things. And Radiola blog, of course, for those who wish to find everything, including some wonderful links to some wonderful shows. And we're going to finish tonight with Lee Sims again. And I think this is appropriate. And a sweet thing to sit out on the back porch and listen to this. Assuming the sky is cleared up some and the bugs aren't too bad. Just, just put your speakers out the kitchen window and sit out there and listen and enjoy. From 1931, here's Stardust.